Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Sing it, Joes.
Talking Yanks pregame show with BBD and Joes. At the Warehouse.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. We're at the Warehouse. It's a brand new studio. I'm hoping that this all works, which would be so cool. Hope everyone's having a great day. Joes, I hope you're having a great day.
Yes.
I'm going to read the Yankees lineup, and then we're going to talk about what some things we're watching for tonight. And if the audio is weird or anything like that, it's a new setup, so please let us know, and it'll get sorted out. I need the feedback in order to eventually fix it. Shout out all the people. We love you. And tonight's Yankee lineup is Anthony Volpe leads off, plays shortstop. Aaron Judge bats second, plays right field. Anthony Rizzo, he plays first base and is batting third. Gleyber Torres is the DH. He's in the cleanup spot. DJ LeMahieu bats fifth, plays third base. I know you guys could hear the first time, but I'm asking for feedback on the quality. Peraza bats sixth. He plays second. Oswaldo Cabrera, our friend, came to the office, hung out. I posted a picture with him. You posted a picture with him.
Best friend.
Some gaming content with him. Check that out.
Yes.
He plays left field. He bats sixth. Jose Trevino is the catcher. He bats eighth. IKF's in center field. He is batting ninth, and Nestor Cortez is pitching. Joes, in the first go-around of this thing that may or may not have even made the first stream that people saw, you mentioned looking out for some runners on base.
Yes, Yankees yesterday barely won. The Angels were trying to give them that game yesterday, and they were struggling, bumbling with runners in scoring position. Let's hope today, and I'm looking for early on runners in scoring position. Sandoval, they come to the office. Really cool guy, and even followed me on Instagram today. But I'm going to need him to take some unearned runs for him. No earned runs for you. So, you know, thank one of your teammates for making the error.
Rendon will take the error. He doesn't care.
Rendon will take the error, and then he'll argue with a fan.
Yes. They got a hit.
Good. Got a hit, especially with runners on. Please.
No, you guys should comment on sound if there's a sound issue, Chad. I got to know if there's a problem with when there's a problem. You know, that's not a problem. That's not you guys saying no sound.
I think it's fine.
Because it sounds like it's good.
Yes.
Sounds like it's good. New setup. I'm obviously worried about that. And I agree with what you're saying. We got to score some runs, get some guys on. We're going to see some right-handed Oswaldo tonight. I think that's on my list of things I'm watching for.
Yes.
The left side is generally what he's stronger at historically. So I'm excited to see him get at least two right-handed at-bats tonight, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that is that.
Yeah, that is that. That's what we're watching for.
That was the lineup. I'm going to now bring us to the pitching path to victory.
Yes. I think Nestor's going deep in this game. We need him to go deep. Let's go, Nestor. Let's go, Nestor. Let's have a nice Nestor 7.
Dude, he can do that.
Happy. Very, and he'll do it efficiently as well. Give me Nestor 7. Good bullpen right there. I don't think King's available today.
44 bullets last night.
Wandy might be available, though, because he's like a
Wandy's
sicko.
A freak.
He loves it. I put up today a tweet that I said, when the bat signal comes out, it's Wandy. And that's runners in scoring position. So I'm seeing Wandy. Wandy's coming out, probably the first one out of that pen if he goes 7. And then after that.
Yeah, maybe Wandy comes in for the last out of an inning. That's his job tonight is one out.
You think he's just doing one out, and then who do you have in
26 bullets last night. Marinaccio, I'm interested in. Marinaccio's
available.
33 pitches 2 days ago, but should be available for one. Yeah, the other guys I'm not so interested in for an eighth.
Not interested at all. Like, Clay was a little shaky yesterday, got bailed out on that Mike Trout check swing. But
it's a clean inning in the book.
Yeah,
clean inning
in the book, I guess. Hit by pitches.
Yeah. We see Albert Abreu. No. I think Nestor for seven, maybe it's 6 2/3, and Wandy comes in to get Shohei again or something.
Yeah.
He
gave us some nasty pitches to Shohei.
Wandy's a freak, dude. I was making Best of Talking Yanks to show on Yes Network.
Yes.
The part from the Boone conversation that makes it in there is us being asking Boone, like, Wandy's just like crazy, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's an awesome dude.
Awesome dude.
That dude's not scared of anything.
He's not.
Marinacci for the eighth, and I guess we're back to Clay.
Back to Clay. Ninth. He's got to figure it out, to be honest. This is just where
I think the only way he's going to get it fixed is by getting back out there and just working through it.
I just don't like how many sliders he throws. I mean, they mentioned that in the broadcast yesterday, that when he was going, it was just straight sinker.
Yeah, you use one as like a change of pace, like one.
Right.
But Clay, throw more of that good pitch.
Yeah, throw the good one.
I'm into that. I'm really into that.
Very into that.
What else I'm into?
Well,
is
next part of the show.
The second half of the show, which begins with.
It's the Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. You got on the board, man, yesterday.
My first points of the year, which is huge.
And does it count that he stole one? I mean, that kind of like half. I feel like we're not going to.
Maybe next year we got to look at it. It makes an outfield pick a lot more valuable.
Yes.
For this year in our current rules, it's just 1 point. Don't have the picks fully in front of me. I know I had him and his Waldo.
Yes.
Last night.
I took Rizzo.
You had Rizzo.
And I also took Higgy.
Rizzo and Higgy last night.
I think Higgy was.
And
the first
I know I had Glaber the first game. You had Glaber in a game.
I had Glaber game.
You had Glaber and Rizzo yesterday.
Yes. And then I had Higgy the first game. And I also had Judge.
And I had his Waldo and Judge last night. Glaber in the first.
Options are limited.
Yes. I think you have the first pick.
I have the first pick. It's not great choices.
Oh, and I used his Waldo game one. That's who that was the other guy I used. Or Oswald Peraza. Oswaldo, yes. I used last night.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Trevino.
Okay. Got a double.
And let's go with the comfortable. Well, no. You pick now.
You pick. So you Trevino's your first pick.
I almost gave away my pick.
I will take Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
She's a power bat. I'm interested in him. And then I'm going to take Anthony Volpe. Ah! I thought you were going to take him, and I was going to be so sad, Joes.
You're going with the all-Tony lineup,
I'm taking the Tonys.
I wanted to take because he just looks so good at the plate.
He
right
looks
now.
So good. His numbers, his OPS in the nines, the last seven games. I know I said in a week I want to do that, but I started tweeting the OPS last night's game.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go with my guy Cabrera then.
I like that.
I'm going to go with Cabrera.
Hit one righty. We haven't seen him hit a righty homer.
Hit one righty.
Or pound the bullpen.
Yes. Pound the bullpen. Would be nice. Hit one righty. And then hit one lefty too. That's not a premonition.
Not a premonition. But I'd like it. Speak into existence.
Well, let's see. Yesterday, none of my premonitions have come true. I wish we would have primoed a Judge stolen homer. That would have been great. But let's do this. Let's have something of the imagination.
Well, you can think a little bit on it while we do the over-under.
Let's do the over-under.
I'm going to go find the line. So last night it was 9 again, and the Yankees won.
I think it's going to be lower today. Nestor's on the mound.
Nestor's on the mound.
Seven.
The final score last night, it was 3-2. So it was under. I think we both took over.
I'll get 7.5. I think that'll be the line.
The line's 8.5.
Oh, okay.
It's Nestor and Sandoval.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They're both good. I like the 7.5 line you put out there.
I'm going under because I think it's going to be a well-pitched game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going under for sure.
Yeah. I mean, do I just take an over to Fadio?
What do you think? What are you feeling in your heart?
I'm feeling an under. I think Nestor shoves.
I think Nestor shoves, but maybe what if the Yankees finally break out? They haven't really broke out in this series.
Right? I don't want that for Sandoval.
Well, it's all
they're unearned. They're all unearned. Of course. That's true. 8.5. 8.5's high for this matchup.
8.5 feels high.
I'm sticking with the under.
Okay.
I'm sticking with the under. And you are too.
Yes, I'm sticking with the under.
Nice.
Okay. High line for Sandy Nestor, says Feo.
I agree.
We agree.
7.5 would have been an interesting convo for me.
I know. We've never done a push, right? It's always straight over under.
We haven't pushed. The last two games,
we can't push 7.5.
I've seen Jake try.
No way. No way.
You might have to cash out at some point.
Oh, but, man.
I think now we're at the premonition portion.
Premonition, yes. What are we primo in, Biebs? Let's see what's
my
coming
eyes,
to us.
My eyes are kind of on Peraza.
Peraza?
He had a couple weird like pop-up plays. I think made one, missed one the other night, as I recall.
Yes.
I think he gets a grounder more moving to his right as a second baseman. Like kind of up the middle.
Yes.
I see him making a nice play, shows off his arm strength as a second baseman.
Okay.
I think I have him making a nice arm strength type play. Like maybe like kind of a Robbie Cano type throwers, like little swag to it. I haven't gotten a sense for how much swag he has in his game actually. On the defensive end. I think we might find out tonight.
That's true. I already
maybe that's
chances.
What the premonition is okay. That we see a swagger moment.
Good swag moment, huh? I think big spot toward the end of his start. Big spot in the lineup. Yankees leading. Slim margin. And I think Nestor ends up getting the Shohei, Mike Trout, and their fourth guy there.
Ward leads off.
It's Trout Jr., I think.
Oh, Renfro?
Renfro? Is it Renfro?
Rendon bats fourth. Renfro bats fifth tonight.
Okay.
Oh, no Gio tonight.
Rendon. Okay, I think he goes through that gauntlet and ends up getting them all out with like a runner on second. And that's Nestor's end of the start.
So his last like full inning is like
yeah with Wandy getting
like,
ready
is like Neto or Ward like yes. Hits a double and he buckles yes. Down gets those three
ready for that he gets Shohei Trout Rendon all in order with a runner on second and he like gets them all out.
I'd love that.
Stadium goes crazy.
No Gio tonight.
Was kind of funny seeing him at first. I'll be honest.
Been playing a lot of firsts for them.
Hug the Yankee coach.
Yeah.
Strength and conditioning coach.
Saw him and Rizzo have a laugh after Rizzo got hit.
Yep.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.